Hi there. Welcome to The Preventable, the podcast giving you a seat at the table with conversations about the intersection of alcohol, drugs, and mental health in everyday lives. Take a seat and join us.
Welcome to The Preventable. With me today is Jen Manis. She is the owner of Hello Juice and Smoothie. She's a friend of the organization, specifically Sands Bar. And this is actually, Jen, our first time meeting.
Yes.
So welcome to The Preventable.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you for being here. I say it's our first time meeting, but I've heard about you and I've emailed back and forth with you.
Yeah.
Because as I mentioned, you're a huge supporter of Sands Bar.
I am. We are.
I just am so appreciative of that. I mean, you've sort of like believed in this little engine that could, as we've been building it, even allowed us to use your space,
yes,
which is incredible.
Yes.
Talk to me about Hello Juice and Smoothie.
Yes.
How did it come about?
So Hello Juice and Smoothie started in 2018, beginning like the middle of 2018. And so we are currently the owners of Hello Juice, and we partnered with the founders who started the business, Jordan and Kayla. And then we came in February of 2019 to help run the operations of the actual restaurant.
And when you say we, you mean you and your husband?
Me and my husband, John.
Okay, got it.
So we came in February of 2019 and took over the operations. And so Jordan and Kayla were the creatives. They ran the Instagram. They were the brains behind the menu. Mm-hmm. They did all the creative stuff. So my husband and I have owned businesses in the past. So I knew Jordan and Kayla when I used to own a real estate brokerage. They used to help me with my marketing. So that's kind of how it kind of all came together.
And when you talk about the menu, so I had heard about Hello Juice from Annie and a couple of other staff people who, generally speaking, I would say are sort of kind of health nuts,
yes,
right? Like some vegetarians, some people who love a good bowl, right? And they would just refer bowl of like healthy stuff.
Of healthy stuff.
Let me specify. Let me specify.
Fruit.
Not that kind of bowl.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah. And they're like, you just have to try this place. You have to try this place. And so my first time actually going was at that stewardship event you you allowed us to have. And I'm looking at the menu and I'm like, wow, this sounds really good. I mean, I don't know what acai is. Am I saying it right?
You are.
Okay, great. I don't really know what it is, but like, you would make me a believer, I feel like, just looking at the stuff that you offer. And I've heard your avocado toast is pretty killer.
Oh, it's so good. We actually just won, I think it was a couple of months ago, we won Best Avocado Toast from Sauce Magazine. It's so delicious.
Okay.
It's
okay.
So delicious.
I definitely need to try the avocado toast.
It's so good.
So what is the, like, the thought or the inspiration behind the menu?
Yeah, so actually, the menu has evolved over the past couple of years. And so my husband loves to cook. I'm not so much the cook, but my
You're
husband,
the taste tester.
I'm the taste tester, cleaner upper, do the dishes, but loves to cook. So he loves to be creative and come up with different stuff. We also get the staff involved.
Yeah.
So the staff will help us come up with different new like menu items. They're always like doing R&D is what my husband calls it. They're doing research and development on their always trying out different kinds of fruits with this powder or something else. So my husband actually has a smoothie on the menu. It's called The Boss because he's the boss.
The boss,
the
right.
Boss. So he came up with his own smoothie. So then we get the staff involved and it's super fun. They love.
But it's all healthy.
Yeah, it's all healthy.
But
all
it
fruit.
Tastes good.
Tastes so good. So we have, it's all fruit, no added sugar. All the sugars comes just straight from the fruit. We have protein smoothies, which are my favorite because protein helps keep you full.
Right, exactly.
After a good workout, come on by and get a nice protein smoothie. They're so good.
So I will say, you mentioned your staff and getting them involved. And I noticed when we utilized your space that you have this like sort of staff break room,
yes,
area that's visible.
Yes.
But it's definitely their own space. It's like their own like kind of hive.
Yes.
So that's very intentional.
Yes. Well, it came intentional when COVID happened.
Mm.
We used to have that space as like a workspace. You could come in. We had a TV in there. But with the blenders and whatnot, it was just too loud. People couldn't have meetings in there. So then we turned it into a like a play area for moms to come in.
Yes,
and
yes,
like,
yes,
and
yes.
That was a big hit. But then as soon as we did it, I think it was within like 4 or 5 months COVID hit and we had to shut it all down. Mm. So ever since we were shut down for 3 months, 3 months, 2 or 3 months when COVID first started. But we turned that into an employee space and it has been such a huge hit. The employees hang out in there. They put their stuff in there.
It was really cool. Like yeah. You could tell that you value the people that you're employing and that it's, yes. They're more than just employees. They're actually like part of
yes.
The operation.
Yes. Yes, for sure. We have two assistant managers that help us run the whole entire place. Hmm. Yeah.
And business seems to be going well. You're expanding.
We are expanding. We're expanding. We're opening next month in Kirkwood. At Manchester and Lindbergh in the old Shop and Save space. There's a Burn Boot Camp, Chicken Out. There's a wine and cheese place in there. So,
and so same menu, same menu.
Same everything.
Okay.
Just new spot, new location. We're super excited.
So how did you and your husband get into this business? I mean, I know you said you had run companies mm-hmm. before, but was there a tie to this specific concept?
So I have always, my husband, I'm always like coming up with these crazy business ideas with my husband. Like years ago, I'd be like, hey, babe, we should do this. Hey, babe, we should do that. And he'd be like, no, we're not doing that. So I went to Hello Juice when it, like within the first, I think the opening weekend. And I was like, this place is awesome. And so I remember
it's definitely like a vibe. There's a vibe. Like a feeling.
And it
yeah,
was
yeah,
like
yeah.
super busy. It was opening weekend and had no intention of like ever becoming part of the actual mm-hmm. company, but I've always been big into health, so I work out a lot, I drink smoothies myself every single day, so it's always wellness has always been a big part of my journey ever since I was, you know, probably like for the past like 10-15 years. So I went to my husband and I was like, hey, there's this opportunity with Hello Juice. He's like, nope, we're not doing it. And I'm like, oh,
like,
come
la,
on.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, nope, not doing it. I'm like, come on, let's just go meet with them. Let's have a conversation and see, you know, see where it could go. So it took him some convincing. But now the funny thing is my husband is a meat and potatoes guy. He drinks green juice now. He drinks. It's Kathy. We name all of our juices.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So our green juice is called Kathy. So he drinks a Kathy every day, and now he loves it. He loves every part of it, and he runs the ship. I mean, 95% of the time.
So you mentioned that wellness and health is part of your mm-hmm. journey, and so I do want to back up a little bit because there's even more sort of. Similarities or relationships and into why you and your husband support Sands Bar.
Yes.
And that's you have been sober since 2001.
Yes, I have.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So has nutrition, like how has nutrition and health factored into that sobriety journey?
I would say that.
And you use the word sober, right?
Yes, I use the word sober.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I've been sober for, was that 21 years?
That's a long
like
time,
that.
So good on you.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think it all kind of just ties into just the whole, like, sober journey for me. When I got sober when I was 23, I wasn't really into health and wellness when I first got sober. I think it evolved over time for me. Working out, eating healthy, making sure I was getting my greens, that kind of stuff. So I think it's all like integrated for me,
mm-hmm.
Making sure that I'm staying healthy. Same for my husband.
So what does sober mean for you? Because mm-hmm. one thing we've explored with previous guests is that it really means different things to different people.
Yeah.
Right? And that everybody's journey is their own
mm-hmm.
and that there's a lot of different paths to it.
Yes.
So what does it mean? What does it look like for you?
For me, it means my life was in shambles before I got sober. And you would ask me my favorite color. I had no idea who I was as a person and was just doing things and participating in things that, you know, by the grace of God, here I am alive. And so sober for me means, you know, not drinking, not participating in you know, drinking alcohol beverages or anything like that. But it has become more of just like a part of who I am. And like not living that kind of lifestyle that I used to live. Like, I was the girl that used to go out and go to the bars and then never, you know, come home at like 7 or 8 in the morning repeatedly over and over and over again. And I thought the way that I lived my life was normal. And on the inside, I was dying and didn't know why. Mm. Until I realized that, hey, like, maybe the way that I'm living my life and the way that the things I participate in and drinking, it has like a lot to do with it. Alcoholism runs in my family. But never thought that the drink was the problem, because if you told me that I had to stop drinking, I would think that you were the problem.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, like, what? I can't have my Bud Light? No, you're going to have to go away now.
Did people try to intervene?
Yeah, so I was always the one who kept it all together on the outside.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, from the outside, everything looked great. Like, you would never think that I had a problem, but on the inside, it was always like, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like I don't fit in? Why do I feel like I don't have friends? Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? But on the outside, you would look at me and be like, oh, she's got all of her stuff together.
Yeah.
And I graduated from high school, went to college. But
so you knew pretty early on.
I knew early on. So what happened is I used to work at Emo's Pizza in college.
Shout out to Emo's.
Worked there for 10 years as a manager. And I had found this delivery driver all of a sudden one day was so, he used to be annoyingly nice.
Mm.
And I was always the angry girl because I just hated everybody. No one liked working with me. And so
when you were drunk or sober or both?
Both.
Okay, got it. Just
because when I working in the restaurant industry like that, come 8 o'clock, you start tapping your beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then by, you know, 12, 1 o'clock, you're pretty good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he started looking attractive one day and I was like, he's kind of cute. And then he was sober.
Oh.
So he was sober for a couple years. We started dating. We'd go out on dates. And I'd be like, he came to pick me up one night to go to a concert with him and his friends. And I was already 3 sheets to the wind. Mm. And I was like, they were all sober.
First of all, that's such a great saying. Can we have more people say that? I don't even know what it means, but
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
My mom says it all the time. Says hilarious. It all the time. So you're already 3 sheets to the wind.
3 sheets to the wind. And I was like, I am not getting in that car with all those sober people. Didn't go. And so I would ask.
What concert? I got to ask.
Oh,
you do you even remember?
What's that guy's name? Taylor.
James Taylor?
James Taylor.
What?
And I didn't go.
Oh man.
My God. It was terrible. I did not go. I wanted to go so bad, but I was so full of fear.
I get it.
So full of fear that these people would judge me or, I was so scared. So anyway, I would ask him all the time, do you think I'm an alcoholic? Like, my mom is not an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like the way alcohol makes her feel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? She's like, well, you know when you get that buzz feeling, you know you have to stop? I'm like, yeah, that's why I drink, and then I keep
you
going.
You just keep pushing past the feeling, right?
And so my mom does not ask if she's an alcoholic. She just knows. So I asked him for about, I would say, 3 to 4 times a week for 6 to 9 months.
Whoa.
And then finally he came to me one day and was like, look, I can't do this anymore. Like, you need to get some help. I can't continue to wake up next to beer bottles.
Mm.
But by this point, the seed had already been planted for me. And I thought that maybe how I had, like, lived my whole life since I started drinking was maybe it was because of the alcohol.
Mm.
So I'm super grateful that I never, like, I stopped when I was 23.
Yeah, right.
You know,
and you came to it kind of on your own.
On my own.
Okay, so do you still keep in contact with this?
I do.
Emo driver?
You know what's so funny is that we got engaged.
Oh!
We did not work out.
Which is okay.
It's okay. Funny story. He is, I buy all my cars from him. He is like a dear friend.
Oh, this is awesome.
So another interesting part is my dad passed away 12 years ago. And so he was super tight with my dad. He's his name is Randall. He's married now, has 3 kids. He bought my dad's house when my dad passed away.
Shut up. Lives
in my dad's house now because him and my dad were super tight. My dad was an alcoholic, but he quit drinking, but was just like, didn't really accept the whole like sober mentality.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a funny story, but yeah, so like
don't people call that, I hope I don't get it wrong, but people call that a dry drunk,
yes,
right?
That's what my dad was.
Yeah.
For sure. But super close with my dad.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so I actually just talked to Randall a couple of weeks ago about buying a car.
So does he know how influential he was
yes.
in your life?
I text him every year when I have my my anniversary, just saying, hey, thanks. Like, without you, like, I don't know where I would not have, without your introduction to, like, this way of living, like, I would have I don't know where I would be today.
Have you gotten to see James Taylor yet?
No, I haven't. I don't know if I have not got to see him.
Okay.
We'll
at him or something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's in recovery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we'll at him. We'll see what we can do.
That's awesome.
So what is next for you? I mean, I feel like you've already lived a hell of a lot of life.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you got sober at a young age, which really has allowed you to, like, become this, like, thriving business person. Mm-hmm. So what is next besides your next location of Hello Juice and Smoothie?
Yeah. So the big dream.
Okay.
This is a big dream. I'm here for it. Yeah.
This is the big dream that
my husband and I talk about. We would love to open a third location.
Okay.
And then big dream, have one in, like, every state. Like, that would
be awesome.
I mean, if we could talk about, like, franchising or something, like, that's just a big dream of ours, is to have one. And, like, I have good friends that live in Arizona.
Oh.
And so they're like, you need to bring Hello Juice out here. Like,
be a good test market and a good excuse to go to Arizona.
In the winter, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah,
for
you could be snowbirds.
We could be snowbirds, is what I keep telling my husband. So that's the big dream for Hello Juice. Just to continue to grow. It's just been so fun to see it come to where it is today, and, like, opening this new location. And God love, my husband used to build homes.
Oh, wow.
So
now he's building restaurants.
Now he's building restaurants. So he has been working his behind off getting this new location open and just building table. I mean, he can do anything.
When does it open?
It will be open next month, probably.
This is perfect timing then.
The middle of May. We're shooting for the middle of May.
Well, we are encouraging everyone to go out, check out the new location, but also the current location, which is in the Grove.
In the Grove.
The cutest location. Love it.
It's great.
Grab some avocado toast.
Yes.
Thank you, Jen, so much.
Thank you for having me.
Sharing your story, sharing your space with us. And it's just really been a delight. So if you want more with Jen, if you want to find out more about Hello Juice, where could they go?
Our Instagram is HelloJuiceSTL. Or you could go to our website, which is Hello Juice and Smoothie.
Excellent. And if you want more of these types of conversations, please consider rating, reviewing, and subscribing. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at The Preventable, brought to you ad-free by PreventEd. PreventEd works to reduce or prevent the harms of alcohol and other drug use through education, intervention, and advocacy. Please visit their website at PreventEd.org. Like what you heard? Rate, review, and subscribe to stay up to date with what we are serving on The Preventable.